We have to put it aside.
Oh, this is Troy. I call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, November 26, 2012. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but lead us from evil. God is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order and custom, our first item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Take your seats. First, we have the consideration of approval for the regular session minutes of November 13th. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the regular session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carries the record show that's a 5-0 vote and that all council members are present. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes of November 14th.
Motion to approve.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the executive session minutes of Tuesday, November 13th, 2012. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Minutes passed unanimously. The reason for the executive session on the 13th is to consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. Next, we have with us tonight some folks from PKS, and if you'll come on up, and they're going to present the our annual audit report. And although we know you, you'll just state your name.
Sure.
That way we'll be there for the rest of the report.
Thank you. My name is Mike Klager. I'm partner with PKS and Company. And with me tonight is Leslie Michalik, longtime manager on the Town of Berlin's audit. Thank you for inviting us here this evening. We have previously delivered and discussed a draft of the financial statements and the reports with the town administrator and the finance director, and hopefully each of you have also had a chance to take a look at the financial statements as well. I'd like to begin with our audit report, which is on pages 1 and 2 of the bound financial statements, which is the larger of the two reports you got. There are basically three types of audit opinions that can be issued by an auditor. One is an unqualified opinion, which is the opinion that the financial statements present fairly the financial position of the town in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles, and this is also what's known as a clean opinion and is the highest level of assurance auditors can give. A second type of opinion is called a qualified opinion, which is issued if the auditor concludes that there is a departure from generally accepted accounting principles, but it does not materially misstate the financial statements. And the third type of opinion, which you hopefully never will see, is an adverse opinion, which is issued when the auditor believes that the overall financial statements are materially misstated and they don't present fairly the financial position of the town. I'm happy to report that our opinion on the Town of Berlin's financial statements for the year ended June 30th, 2012 is unqualified. Next, I will mention that next year's audit report will be completely rewritten. This is very similar wording to what you had last year if you kind of compare the two reports. But we'll deal with that issue next year. The Auditing Standards Board has issued new requirements, and the opinions will be completely changed on next year's audit. In addition to the basic audit report, an audit in accordance with generally governmental auditing standards requires us to report on the town's internal controls and compliance matters. And that report is on pages 47 and 48. And once again, there were no major findings related to internal controls or compliance. And that's the second year in a row which we've had no major issues to report to the town. So that's good news as well. In addition to the audit reports that are in the large financial statement package, there is also a separate auditor's communication report, which is the second package you should have received. And there are two letters in there. One is a management letter on pages 1 through 3, which has some comments and recommendations for improvements that we think the town should consider. And the second letter on pages 4 through 7 is a listing of areas we're required as auditors to communicate, including the audit process itself. Any significant estimates that are in the financial statements have to be noted, and any corrections or adjustments that we as auditors had to propose to the financials or prepare for the financial statements. So those three items are included in that last section of letters. So it's kind of an overview of what the reports are and what they mean. We'll be glad to answer any questions specifically on that. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Leslie to cover some of the financial numbers with you.
You should have up at your place a couple pages labeled financial highlights. I'm going to refer to that as I go through some of the financial results for the year. Page 1 shows the revenues and expenses for the general fund for the past 3 years. For the year ended June 30th, 2012, the town had an increase in its general fund balance of $188,000, or an increase of 3%. If we add the increase to the fund balance at the beginning of the year, the town ended the year with a fund balance of $7,514,000. Of this amount, $746,000 is earmarked for specific purposes, which leaves $6,768,000 of fund balance that's unassigned and available for carry forward into the next fiscal year. This represents approximately a year and a half's worth of average operating expenses. Page 2 is a chart that shows your fund balance over the past 6 years, and you'll see that the fund balance has pretty much remained over $6 million for the past 5 years. Page 3 shows your general fund revenues by source. Total revenues for the year ended June 30th were $5,489,000. If we compare it to last year's revenues of $5,207,000, they increased by 5%, or $280,000. Largest source of revenues is property taxes, which makes up 62% of the revenue, and they also increased from the prior year by about $240,000. Other significant sources of revenue are intergovernmental revenues, which are revenues from federal, state, and county governments. They make up 17% of the town's general fund revenues. And service charges from other funds of $537,000, which is about 10% of the town's revenues. The graph on page 4 shows general fund expenditures by category. Total expenditures for the year were $4,850,000. Compared to last year, expenditures decreased by $932,000, or 16%. Most of that decrease is related to capital outlay expenses. The prior year capital outlay included some purchases of property for the police department and community center, the Chamber of Commerce building, and completion of street improvements. So that's why there was such a large decrease there. Debt service costs increased by $338,000 for the year, largely due to a lump sum payment of $250,000 that was made out of lottery income to reduce the town's debt. Largest area of expenditures is public safety, which represents 38% of the general fund expenditures, followed by general government or administration with 24%, and public works with 17%. The graph on page 5 also shows general fund expenditures, this time broken down by type of expenditures. The largest area of expenditures is salaries and benefits, which combined make up 72% of the town's general fund expenditures. Page 6 shows the revenues and expenses for the utility funds. As you know, the town has three utility funds, electric, water, and sewer. The electric fund had net income before transfers from the general fund of $54,000. This is compared to a net income of $157,000 in the prior year. The transfers from the general fund of $750,000 include the repayment of regeneration expenses that were incurred in the prior year that were reimbursed by the general fund this year. Also, transfer of some capital assets to the general fund and transfer of debt to the general fund. The water fund had net income before transfers of $144,000 compared to a loss of about $3,600 in the prior year. So that fund's really turned around. And the sewer fund had an increase in net assets before transfers of $2,750,000. The sewer fund included capital grants of $3,634,000 to pay for the cost of the spray irrigation project and completion of the wastewater treatment plant. The final page in the handouts really shows long-term debt in the utility funds or the enterprise funds. Outstanding debt at June 30th, 2012 was $19,917,000. Debt increased by a little over $2 million from the prior year due to new debt that was incurred in the sewer fund for the spray site project. And in addition, several general obligation bonds were refinanced during the year. Annual debt service costs is about 18% of operating revenues, up from 15% in the prior year. So in conclusion, I think the town is in good financial condition.
How would you say this overall rates last year? Very similar?
I think so. I mean, if you look at the graph on the general fund balance, you can see that, which is the first graph she presented, you can actually see it's a modest increase for three consecutive years. And when you consider the economic conditions you've faced over the last 3 years, that's a pretty good condition there. In fact, it's approaching the 2009 balance, which is fairly high at $7 million. I will say, as she mentioned, as a percentage of expenditures, you have like $6.7 million in the unreserved fund balance, which is, you know, more than 1.5 times your budgeted revenues. So, in comparison to other similar sized towns, that's a hefty fund balance to have. On the flip side of that, you do have a significant amount of debt, too, because you have an electric plan and some debt that some of the other towns don't have. But I see a lot of other towns with somewhere between 15 and 30% of budgeted revenues. You're probably closer to 150% of budgeted revenues. So, you know, from an overall perspective, I think it's a very, very healthy fund balance and has done well when you consider the current economic conditions over the last few years.
I'd like to note that the fund balance has historically been the approach the town has taken. That's what particularly has been helpful during these years when we've had to make these major infrastructure projects, because we've been able to either put matching monies up or get extreme low-interest loans or get a higher percentage of the money we needed through grants.
Right.
All because of the fact that we had cash in bank.
Exactly.
It's like the old thing. Have money, borrow money.
Right.
If you don't have money, you can't get what you need.
Right. Yeah. So overall, we were very pleased with the fund balance level.
Could you tell me, without me trying to find it, accounts receivable in the electric department, up or down?
We don't have the prior year balance. Actually, I can't really do that because this only shows the current year balance, and we didn't. I don't have last year's report with me. I don't know if you do, if you happen to have last year's figures there.
Tell me what page.
Looks like it's going to be page
16.
Yeah. Well, 16 of this year's report. It should be similar to last year. She's just asking about the electric one. The electric.
$946,462
last year. Okay, and this is showing $656,362 for the electric fund, so it is down. But the revenues are also down, so it's from that standpoint. The electric fund revenues were down $1 million.
And that would be attributed to our rate decrease.
Right, yes. That's,
I did want to just take a minute to thank your accounting staff. I know a number of years ago we had a lot of issues with the accounting work, but things have really turned around, and it looks like you really have a good team in your accounting department under Lynn's direction. I think they're doing a good job for you.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. Yeah,
it's very good.
It is important because to make decisions, particularly the kind we had to make in recent years where we're talking about multiple year obligations,
right.
You have to have confidence that the money is there, the percentages, ratios are where they should be.
Right. And I think if you go back to 2 years ago, the management letter was pretty lengthy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those issues were dealt with immediately. Really, most of those issues were dealt with last year. So that was a good sign.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you. And, we appreciate this very much, and we also appreciate the fact that when we have a question throughout the year,
sure.
You're only phone call.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that makes a big difference. And we really do appreciate all the work you went into this. And of course, you're very pleased with the results.
Good, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we have a proposal. Davis, Bowen, and Friedel to record drawings for the North Main Street Utility Extension. The proposal was for $2,680.
Jane, did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. As you're well aware, we are starting the construction of the sending water and sewer up 818 to north of 50. Up serving properties along the way that are interested. This is just a proposal to provide the town with not only the hard copies, but also digital copies of the as-built drawings so that we can incorporate it into the GIS system.
And with this moving forward, with the project still expected to start early, the new year?
Actually, they mobilized today.
Okay.
They were hoping to start tomorrow, but there's a lot of the material did not get delivered today. They're hoping for delivery tomorrow, and they'll start saw cutting on Wednesday.
That's great. Yeah. Excellent. And your estimated time of completion for the project?
I believe it's 120 days. Barring any really bad winter weather, I think we should be able to accomplish that with no problem.
Great. Excellent. Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Jane regarding the approval of the services for Davis, Bowen, and Friedel for the North Main Street Utility Extension.
So this coordinates what the plans are with what the end of result of the as-built is?
Yes. I mean, there's always the
and if something changes, like got an issue, they're going to charge us more money.
No. Whatever changes are made out in the field during construction, which always happens, that will be incorporated into the final draft of the hard copy as well as the digital representation that will be incorporated into the town's GIS.
Okay, so this last paragraph on the first page doesn't mean where it says exclusions. That doesn't mean that if something changes, there's an additional fee.
I guess I'm
exclusions to the scope. Additional survey. We don't anticipate any of the survey, the right of ways, any of that.
Oh, okay. This is a pretty straightforward contract. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room. I mean, you never know what you might find buried underground,
you got to go around it, you got to move it one way or another.
Right, you might have to move it a little bit.
You're in the record drawing, and you totally finished up. Guy, this is what you got.
Okay. So how long is that line?
3,000 something feet to south of 50, and then
it's a mile.
Yeah,
it's from Cheers to Mineral Select is just almost a mile.
Move to approve this expenditure.
Here we have a motion to approve the contract with Davis Cohen and Purdell for recording drawings of the North Main Street Utility Extension in the amount of $2,680. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next is a item four is a motion for a special event exception for the consumption of alcohol in non-glass containers within specified closed areas for New Year's Eve ball drop on December 31st from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. So essentially, is this the same area that we're talking about as we did the previous cruise, or at least last year?
The one difference, Mayor, is we went down the students' point. That was the only change that was made. This is in a result of there's four businesses there that would have the ability to go to the county and seek some type of exception. If we do not do that, they have no ability to do that.
Then this is up to them if they wish to go down there and apply.
Correct. Last meeting, council approved the event and road closures. This is for the suspension of the open container at this time.
Within the defined area.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So where did it stop last year?
Where did it stop last year?
Uh-huh.
I would assume will be at Pitts.
At Pitts.
And we've had several new businesses between Pitts and thank goodness. Okay. Anyone have any questions? Because I assume Tony, Michael, not here. You're
right.
Basically,
we're all aware that, but we can answer any questions if you have.
I make a motion that we approve the special event exception for the New Year's Eve ball drop.
Okay, we have a motion to approve special event exception for consumption of alcohol in non-glass containers within the specified closed areas for the New Year's Eve ball drop on December 31st from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Who says that too?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So
was
the vote
is
3-2. Yes. It was approved by vote 3-2.
And it was Dina.
Yes.
And Lisa.
All right, next is a motion to approve the extension of a license permit to public property for the same New Year's Eve, the celebration for the Globe Theater. Well, we all know who you are. Come on forward and identify yourself and make your pick.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I believe there is a letter in your packet, and I know I have sat here before, but I thought I would review my request with you so everyone's on the same page. We are asking permission to set up a bar outside the Globe on Broad Street. We have done this, I was trying to count, I think about 5 times now over the past year and a half, hopefully in your opinion successfully. The town provides very beautiful and adequate fencing to surround our area that ends at the corner of Broad and Gay Street. And then we end our area just before the beginning of Rains Reef back door in an attempt to not lock any other businesses. We have a structure that we wheel out, and we would ask permission to sell beer, wine, liquor in non-glass containers for the very same hours that you're requesting the...
From 8 to 12:30.
Yes, please. We always staff it well. We have had great success with it. We hope that it's another service to offer to the many, many people that have been coming out for special events, especially New Year's Eve. We find that there's a demand for many guests. Even this past Friday, there was a huge demand for more service to be provided to the number of people that came to town. So we are asking for your support, permission. I have also proposed the same agenda to the Board of License Commissioners, who have also issued their support this time, but they would heed your blessing, if so, honored.
And at least from my perspective, I don't think there's been any incidents at all with your previous, if you said 5.
At least 5, yes.
What I call outdoor, out for certain areas.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We found it to be very successful and asked for throughout the year from our guests. We've not had any issues. We don't intend to. I hope, again, by my track record that I've put out there to members of the council before, operating a business for 6.5, almost 7 years to the best of our ability is all I have to go on. And I continue to do it the right way, I hope, and hope that's enough for us to continue to have this opportunity.
Anybody have any questions?
You're also asking for us to close the street?
That's
the state, right?
Yeah, that street typically is closed already by the town for that specific event and most other events as well.
That was approved at last council meeting. You did the street closures along with the event.
So our approval goes hand in hand with the Board of Liquor Licensing Commission. In other words, if you don't have approval from both, you can't.
That is correct.
I can make a motion to approve the Globe Theater and permission to extend their license premise to public property to sale of beer, wine, and liquor. The New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, 2012, from the hour of 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m.
Okay, we have a motion by Council Member Purnell to approve the extension of the liquor license permit, or the license permit for New Year's Eve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Says 3. 3 opposed. And 2 in favor.
3 opposed. Elroy, you're opposed?
Yes.
Okay.
Any particular reason why you think they shouldn't be able to continue since we haven't had any problems?
No.
I'm interested because I haven't had any complaints.
On my perspective, I just have a problem with permitting alcohol in a public street. And I mean, it's not even a town of Berlin Street. It's state highway.
And they don't monitor that at all?
Oh, I understand. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, from my perspective, you know, I just can't approve, you know, who am I to approve putting a bar in a state road? I mean, honestly, that's how I feel about it.
I'm just fundamentally.
And since the last time I voted for this, I've heard a little flack from the community, and I've just thrashed it around within myself.
And I mean, it's no disrespect to you. I mean, I feel your pain, and you talk about a level playing field, you know, for you. But unfortunately, you know, you have a business that doesn't have an outdoors. So, I mean, you really don't have a level playing field. And I just can't say putting a bar on the street, I mean, that means all the restaurants in town technically could be in here saying, you know, I want a bar in the street, I want to be, and I just...
And you could make that decision based on their track record and their effort that they're putting forth.
I mean,
that's
I'm not
true.
Saying you've had any problems with me, I'm just saying that's where my vote's coming from.
I understand. Councilman Brittingham, may I ask the flack that you received? Because I think you would, if you went to Chief or Tony or any of the other people in town, I'm available to talk to...
I'm talking about citizens.
I'm sorry?
Talking about citizens that read it in the paper last time.
Read it. Okay, and I...
would be why I voted for it.
Oh.
And I tried to explain. And since that time, I've...
So it's constituents.
...around in my head and said, you know, did I do the right thing or didn't I do the right thing? So I can't figure out if I did or I didn't, so I'm better off saying...
And I've heard, too, people saying, you know, it seems like our town events are turning into all alcohol.
That's not true. We have 30-some events. We have 30-some
events. But I'm just saying that's what is presented to me, whether it's true or not.
I just want to make sure people understand.
I'm getting questioned about it, too.
I understand. And I understand my grandfather very much shunned by the community when he opened the first tavern, legal tavern, in Worcester County, here in the town of Berlin. And there were certain organizations and certain churches that treated him terribly. And it ended up being one of the few businesses that survived for only 7 decades. And I'm not ashamed of what he did. I don't think serving alcoholic beverages in the 21st century by a responsible business owner is anything to be ashamed of. And if some people think have a problem with it, I'd like for them to come talk to me, because I wouldn't have a college education, my dad would have never had a business, if there was something innately wrong about the idea of selling alcoholic beverages. I think that is, and I have to say it because I'm talking about something personal in my respect, family heritage, is that we were shown by people who loaded up their trunks with alcohol up in Easton, right? What we're doing here is open, it's monitored, and quite frankly, we haven't had any incidents. And, you know, if somebody has a problem with alcohol, they shouldn't drink. But, you know, I think, and it's interesting, if people don't want to participate, they don't have to. But at the same time, you know, I know this is where the South meets the North. And in Southern, in the Bible Belt, this is a big no-no. But I'm not getting flack from the faith-based community. And God knows I'm available and go to several faith-based events each year, sometimes by invitation. And... So I just would like to go on the record saying that, you know, I think that this is a step backwards, because, you know, this is a denial based on personal, you know, beliefs, and not on practical ramifications. And certainly I think it's just going to make it more of a mob in terms of how we're going to accommodate.
I think accommodating the number of people that are coming downtown that night will be extremely challenging.
Yeah, it's going to be really...
Well, the biggest difference is you'll be accommodating them inside your doors.
I can't accommodate that number in a most efficient way. Friday night was a great example of we did our best to accommodate and move people in and out in a most efficient manner to really ensure everybody had a great experience. I hate to say that if you think you had people complaining before about this, I don't know what's going to be said now. It is extremely disappointing. I think I've come before you all time and again and worked very hard to keep that storefront impeccable and do a good job. And to the night of the vote here, that there has been perhaps some flack or mention of it, I am always available. Many of your employees have come to see me on a regular basis after every single event to say, how did it go? What can we do better? What went wrong? Every single event, they've come to see me. I've been available. I'm there. You all know I'm there. If you don't, I'm there. I'm here. I will continue to do my best because I take pride in my work, but it is extremely disappointing that an opportunity is being taken away from us as a town, as a community, and especially for that event.
Now, it's been done in an awful lot of places around the country.
Yes, sir.
It's done successfully, and it sure didn't seem like there was any problems here. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Next is departmental reports, with the first with the finance director, Lynn Musgrave.
Good evening. I have nothing other than to say I appreciate the work that PPS does every year for us with our audit. We work really well together, hand in hand, not only during audit time, but also throughout the year. If there is anything that arises that I need their guidance on as much as they can guide me. Aside from that, I hope you all are happy with what you heard and what you've read through the audit. And if you have any questions, just please let me know.
Other than that, the draft required a magnifying glass. Very nice job.
Thank you.
Lynn, and the comment the lady made about your department, mm-hmm. We knew.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, congratulations on the best audit report yet, and hopefully we have many more to look forward to.
Well, I told you I thought it would be good, so I was just glad that I wasn't speaking out of turn.
Good. Thank you.
And they're like the fire marshal. They got to find something.
Absolutely.
All right. Next is Deputy Town Administrator Mary Bowen.
An update on the public restrooms project. We have received the construction documents from the engineer. The project will be advertised for bids this Wednesday in the Daily Times, as well as in other more professional-oriented avenues. And the pre-bid will be held December 5th, and the bid opening December 21st. Then we anticipate starting construction at some point between New Year's Eve, which is kind of the town's biggest end of year thing, and when the big event starts in spring.
So you expect that to start in January?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And finish.
It should not take a great extended period of time. I can't recall what their estimate. Do you remember what their estimate was? 60 days. But that's like worst case.
Did we get a grand opening like we had in the wastewater?
Absolutely.
And all.
Absolutely.
Where are we with the basketball courts?
Actually, I will let Mike discuss that when it gets to his turn.
Okay, Mike, fill us in.
Thank you. The paving is done on the basketball courts. The standards have been set, and the grading around the perimeter has been finished. Seating is done. Stabilization is done on the grading, and we've got it blocked off to deter people from using it. We've also got some wood over the standards, over the nets, so that no one would be enticed to try to shoot any baskets.
When will they be able to shoot baskets?
We're anticipating the painting will be sometime in mid-December, okay. Weather permitting. So as soon as we can get a couple good days in mid-December, then the painting will happen, and then they can get on it the following day.
Okay.
That's all I have.
I just sent my grandson pictures of the court as it's completed right now. I've been keeping them updated with what we're doing. But it does look good.
It really does.
And the courts, the basketball courts, are really made out of the professional material. You can tell that.
That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Next is Water Resources Director Jane Kreider.
Thank you. The hydrant that was hit on Flower Street a week and a half half ago has been repaired, or replaced, rather. It had to be replaced. And also another one on Flower Street was moved back to accommodate the new sidewalks that will be constructed mid-December or so, I guess. Construction on the Branch Street well house has resumed. There was some cleanup and some, kind of a bare area when Sandy came, so we had to dry it out and bring in some dry soils, but they've started with the foundation. We will be reading meters this week, and last week we had our first stormwater presentation, and there will be another one tomorrow night at the multipurpose room at 7 o'clock for stormwater.
And we encourage people to come out for that, especially the folks that live in districts 3 and 4. We had a good turnout last week. It was only a week ago, of about between 50 and 60 people for districts 1 and 2. So we definitely it'd be too late for the press, but they all got letters, right? Everyone in the district got letters. Both districts. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Not a lot to report on in the past week and a half with the holidays. Basically, we were installing Christmas lights in the downtown area, installed the Christmas tree. From what I understand, the lighting ceremony went very well with the tree. And then, like Jane was talking about, we had meter reading this week, Wednesday and Thursday. And tomorrow, we're scheduled to work with Verizon replacing a pole up here at the intersection of South Main and Buckingham. That's tomorrow. And then also I'm working on two relocations for the Broad Street project for a state highway administration for the sidewalk on Broad Street. One of them is a utility pole with Washington and Broad, and the other one is a streetlight pole in front of the Globe over here. And then also starting next week, Monday, we'll be back on the Flower Street project, and we should have our work completed by the second week of December on that.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Police Chief Arnold Down.
Nothing to report this evening.
All right. It's good news considering how many people we have had in town. Do you have a rough estimate? Did they have an estimate of how many people came out for the Friday night tree lighting?
More than parking spaces.
Not sure of that.
It was, I drove around a couple times and they were all over the place. And I don't know how you would even guess the number, but it was well received, and there was a lot of people from out of town. A lot of people from out of town.
Definitely from the angle from over the hotel, it's in that area where the tree is actually located.
Buckingham Presbyterian Church.
It seemed like it was probably, compared to 4 years ago, probably double the size.
Easy. Buckingham Presbyterian, totally full. People walking from the park. The Episcopal parking lot was totally full. I mean, everywhere we get there could, you know, look, it seemed like, you know, all the parking spaces were full. And generally, people go ahead and once the tree lighting ceremony is done, they're gone. No. It was a lot of people that just stayed.
All night.
Packed all night.
Restaurants, the street, the businesses, everybody was crowded up until, I think, 10:30. Yeah. It was great.
Someone posted on our Facebook page that they fell in love with this town tonight on tree lighting night.
There you go.
Thank you. And next is Planning and Zoning Director Chuck Moore. I don't have anything to add. Thank you. And next is Human Resources Director Jeff Leakley.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple things. Wednesday, December the 5th, I'll be in attendance in Worcester County with the Emergency Operations Center for a hazmat reaction team process. They want to gather ideas and the initial process next Wednesday in the morning. And then that afternoon, I'll be in Salisbury attending another state retirement training session. And then the next council meeting, just to give council and mayor a heads up, I will have for you to approve a PO to the Maryland State Retirement System for the employer's contribution for the employees within the program. And that amount will be ballpark $370,000. I tell you that this evening, because last year's was $315,000. I'm sorry, this year's would be $315,000. Last year's was $370,000, so there's a reduction. And I'll have that for you guys to approve at the next mayor and council session.
Thank you. It certainly sounds like that won't be another no-brainer.
Oh, no.
And next is the town administrator's report.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd ask council's approval of the following six purchase orders. Purchase order 411, the amount of $3,000 to Pitney Bowes for postage meter. Purchase order 433, the amount of $22,011.65 to Land Saver Environmental. This is for reimbursement for the liner material at the new spray site. Purchase order 271, in the amount of $1,055.60 to Intercoastal Trading for hypochlorite solution. Purchase order 296, in the amount of $1,374.75 to Cato Oil for diesel fuel for generators. Purchase order 457, in the amount of $1,842.50 to John D. Hines and Associates for soil testings at the Grand Street for emergency oil tank. Purchase order 456 in the amount of $4,730 to Goody Hill groundwork for emergency repair of the fire hydrant on Flower Street, which has been damaged in a motor accident.
I have a question. The merge, did we find a tank we didn't know we had and then we had to test the soil?
That's correct.
Will we have to do anything to clean it up yet, or we don't know?
It is taken care of. You had to have the tank on site for a period of time. The soils had to be tested, and they were on site. And then once we got the approval from MDE, we were able to haul everything away, and then you have to actually show them the disposal.
Have they signed off on it?
Okay.
Has MDE signed off on it?
Yes.
Does anyone have any other questions regarding any of the six purchase orders that have been proposed by the Tony?
I think I asked this before. The fire hydrant, that the insurance of the person that hit the fire hydrant pays for this?
What I can tell you on that, the operator of that vehicle insurance was through Progressive. I have initiated the conversations with Progressive.
That's Flo, right?
Huh?
That's Flo.
Very. And I actually, which blew my mind, I actually had a message from the adjuster on my phone here at work. They left a message on Sunday morning. So I called back today and they left another message. So it has been initiated. The police report's there. We've established a case number. The whole process has been initiated for $4,000 claim.
And basically, the insurance company will pay the freight.
That's my hope.
Hopefully.
In other words, hit a tree, not a fire hydrant.
Oh, hit nothing.
Yeah.
I think of that. Right. It just seems like it's really expensive.
Yes, it is.
I make a motion to approve the purchase orders.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve all six purchase orders as presented by the town administrator. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, they pass unanimously. I just want to first comment that I think the tree lighting ceremony was extremely successful. It was promoted well. Michael's not here, of course, to hear that. They've taken a break before the rest of Victorian Christmas come. The other thing I noticed, what it did is, you know, as in the past, walked up and down Main Street, going from store to store and restaurant to restaurant, peeking in, seeing how people were doing. And I've never, some of the places they literally had people standing at the door, letting people out so they could let people in. I've never seen that. Here, I've seen it in Disney World, mm-hmm. not in Berlin. I was disappointed. I'm going to just say it because I was disappointed because I don't think I saw another council member all night.
Oh,
okay. Very good.
I was out of town.
All right, that's fine. I understand. But I just wanted, okay. But I honestly think I would encourage you to come to some of these events and see what's going wrong. I believe this town took a step backward tonight. That's happened. Part of change in a community, but I'm going to say it because I believe it. I think I would encourage you to come to some of these events. You should not have to depend on people's opinions who also probably do not even come to the events, because they are well done, they're classy, they bring people of all ages, grandparents can bring their grandchildren. This is not a drunken brawl. These are classy operations. And one of the things that I'll tell you, because this is again coming from a family that was in the alcohol and beverage business for almost 80 years, key, part of the key, besides having responsible operators, is no cheap drinks. If you want a cheap drink, Berlin's the last place you want to go in Worcester County. You can get cheaper drinks in Ocean City. And I've talked to some of the folks and people who have alcoholic beverage licenses about this. It is not the only thing, but it is one of the key components as to why we have such nice affairs. So, you know, I ask you to please come and observe personally and see clientele that we're attracting. Ironically, we are not just a lot of small towns on the Eastern Shore anymore, but of the entire state. And tonight we took a big step backward. It's not been recoverable, but we can certainly, I certainly just, you know, feel that everyone, you all are certainly entitled to vote whatever way your conscience tells you. But I'm also responsible, I think, for the general evolution and advancement of the community. And I think we've been moving forward in a very responsible and very economic, as the audit report says, we've been growing in revenue ever since the drop of 2009. I dare say there's any other community that can say that out of the 157 in the state of Maryland. And it's not because we sat on our butts and just hoped that something good would happen. Okay? We took some chances. We did some things that are different. We're going to have to continue to do that, and everything we do won't turn out perfect. Sometimes we're going to fall flat on our face trying to do things new and for a new century and for a new generation. Another thing I sincerely believe is that we are attracting more young families here. The folks who are supposed to be unable to afford taxes and mortgages, and they come here anyway, because they want the quality of life that is here. They want the schools, rather than private or public. They want the amenities. They want the whole nine yards, and they want it in a very safe environment. So I'm having to say there. And Mr. Girardi, did you have something? Because I think the next thing is comments from the council. And then
one of the things in following up on your conversation that we need to keep in mind is that bringing people in and these activities and so forth makes our town become very dynamic, and it makes Main Street, Historic Street, become alive, because it's been dead for an awful long time, if you will, in terms of activity. And at 5 o'clock, there's nothing to be seen on that street. That's not the case now, but more importantly than all that is what that does is it transforms itself into providing jobs for people and young people. At these restaurants, we have people that live around town here on Jefferson Street and so forth that walk to the restaurant and work. And other businesses down here. So all these things come back to our community. It's not just for the business, but to create jobs for people that can make this community be viable so that they can earn a living here. And that's why it's very important for these jobs or these businesses to be successful, not just for them themselves, but for jobs that they can create for our people.
Thank you. Any comments or
comments? Yes, I have something. Sure. The brickwork on the sidewalk. That's going on as you go to town. It's
Broad Street.
It looks really good. And I think it's very good and quality work. I was watching the guys and the young ladies working this morning. And I was really impressed with what's going on. The mayor made comments related to what he believes concerning a vote this evening. And I respect the mayor's opinion, always will. And I would like to ask him to allow me to have my opinion.
Sure.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fair.
That's all I have.
On the Florida Street sidewalk.
Yes.
From what I what I can see is, I'm going by the telephone poles that are being moved back. Somewhere in that area is where the last telephone pole that's being moved back is where the sidewalk's probably going to end, somewhere there in that neighborhood.
The last pole what?
The last pole that's being moved back from the location that it is.
Right.
The sidewalk's going to end somewhere.
Short of that one, right. But that pole, that we measured that one, and that one doesn't have to move anyway.
Okay. What I'm getting at is I would like to find out just how much it would cost the town to finalize that sidewalk to the end. We're so close to the end, if you're looking at the other side, we're so close to the end that it's going to cost us a lot more money when we come back and decide to do it whenever. And there's only a small stretch that we need to finalize, and the whole street will be done.
I can have that for the next meeting.
Okay.
How many feet would it be?
I'd have to measure it. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Okay. But that's an estimate you can get from the contractors right there now. I'm getting ready.
Well, they're already in town.
I think it's a very excellent idea. Thank you. Ned?
I got to say that the tree lighting just was phenomenal. I mean, it was a fantastic event. My sister was in town. She hadn't been in town for an event like that in probably 10 years, and she was just blown away. Just about, to use Berlin, is like a real town again. Phenomenal. I mean, she remembered back when it was boarded up. There wasn't anything in town. She was, is there an empty store here? I said, I don't think so. And it was just handled well. The people were great. It kept going. I mean, we were there. We ate at Sicoli, and we were there from 10:30, 10:45, 11:00, and there was still people coming. It was just fantastic. I, you know, for everybody that had something to do with it, and all these things, because they certainly are making the town come back alive, and it makes a big difference. Just like coming back. Second thing is, before I was on the council, the biggest thing I kept looking at here was the financial condition. You could never get any straight answers. You always had new people showing up saying, you got to do this and you got to do that different. And Lynn, I just got to applaud your department and the job you guys have done with this, the best report I have ever heard.
Thank you. Next, do we have any comments from anyone in the public? Any of the four people who already spoke? Either you gentlemen have anything you'd like to share? Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Adjourn.
Thank you.
Gary, who's their editor, I think, tomorrow.
I can see really good.
I think this one's really good.
That one over there, some days it just doesn't work.
You got the wattage on.
I could see.
I actually changed
that
all
one's out, though. Yeah. Yeah. And they got the white ones.
Remember some of them were yellow?
Yeah.
It was the, they call it the, anyway, it depends on the grading on the bulb. The yellow ones were lower.
Oh, yes, I'm
these
sorry.
Are 841s, and the other ones were 846. Calvin grading.
Oh, gotcha.
That tells you how bright it is.
So that was all
right. Tony can't tell me.
Tim. Yeah, that one right there is out.
The one little spotlight?
Yeah.
You know, I actually took that apart, and the problem with that is it doesn't have a bulb that comes out. I have to take the entire fixture out of it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I pulled it apart, and I'm like, you couldn't get the bulb out of the spotlight.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that those lights affect them. Because, it doesn't seem to have any real impact.
It does, and it's just more like, see right on the front.
Right, The other thing, if you get a chance, I think,
it might be all of them. The outside lights right at the bottom of the stair tower. Sometimes they come on, sometimes they don't. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like this time of year in particular, it's really noticeable.
Okay, I think it will be.
I need to stop these recordings.
Listen to me. It's going on and on.